This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with our message titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
And all the time when you're dealing with relationships between people, like I said, even nations, whole countries, is a lack of love. Everybody's trying to trick somebody. I don't want you to know what I got. I'm trying to manipulate you. I'm trying to make sure I get the best of the deal. People in divorce court tricking one another. That's why they end up in divorce court. Didn't have genuine love. It can happen. Let's go on here. Wherefore, lay aside all malice and all guile, which is trickery, malice, which is malignity, and hypocrisy. Now, why would God tell saved people through the Apostle Peter, don't be a hypocrite? Well, God know it ain't no hypocrites in the body of Christ. Doesn't he know that? Everybody who said they love God is genuine. Everybody said they love their brother is genuine. Everybody said they do right is genuine, aren't they? Nah, you got it right. Not all of us are telling the truth. But he's saying if we want to love with a pure heart, we have to be transparent. You shouldn't have a different face when you come to church than when you have at home. You shouldn't have a different face on the job than when you have with the Christians. You shouldn't have to straighten up in the grocery store or the mall when you see a brother in the Lord or a sister in the Lord. All of a sudden you straighten up. No, If you're crooked, just be crooked all the time. Everybody know you, they'll forgive you. Don't put on the faces because, see, that's not pure. That's not clean. And a lot of times people do that and people misunderstand who they are and what they do. I try and tell folks, I said, I ain't perfect. You ask my wife, I got a lot of mistakes. I got problems, she got problems, and we know y'all got problems too. That's why God put all us together, the problem people. We've been chosen and set apart and separated to solve our problems together. And God be merciful to us all. And that's what we do. We come together, we learn how to solve our problems. That's what it's all about. Nobody can throw stones at anybody because nobody is perfect. I'm not going to ask. A few people may raise their hand, but, you know, we just know you have a healing line for liars. Come on up here. Did you know that just because you think you're perfect don't make you perfect? I don't believe any of us have attained or have apprehended to the fullness of God yet. So, therefore, we all have to be merciful with one another because we're all growing. And we miss it in different areas. I was talking to some people before service. We were talking about people missing it and sin and things like that. Everybody thinks the big sin is the one that other people are challenged with, not the one that they have. And Jesus dealt with that whole mentality. He said, why are you judging somebody else about the toothpick in their eye when you got a telephone pole in your eye? He said, take the telephone pole out your eye so you can see the other person clearly. And that's it. And what did he say? Is he weighing sin? We know he doesn't weigh sin. What he's saying is your own sin is so close to you. Why overlook that to look at something far away in somebody else's life? None of us can judge till we're perfect. The Bible says the word judges. By all means, you can preach the word and it will judge people. It will declare judgment, guilty or innocent. It will declare it real quick. But none of us can individually judge. We can't look at people we don't know and say stuff with what we feel. You know, I feel the Spirit saying to me. No, I ain't the Spirit saying nothing to you about it. But everybody do that. They think the Spirit, not everybody, but a lot of people do that. They think the Spirit telling them something. I say, you got a spirit of suspicion. That's what that is. Suspicion about everybody but you. And I say, as soon as we get perfect, then we can go around judging people. God will give you permission to judge everybody when you get perfect. And he doesn't feel like he's going to have a problem with that. Because our love needs to get pure before we can see the way he sees. And before we can judge the way he judges. I tell you, some parents don't understand this. They don't discipline their kids properly, but yet they think what they're doing is because they love them. I would never discipline my kids. I love them. So you let them run wild, have no self-control, be terrorists at school. And I'm not talking about every individual. There's other dynamics. But I'm talking about people who don't even have any discipline. And no discipline at all. You just let kids go and just let them grow up wild. That's not loving them. We have to do what we need to do to make sure things work out. And hey, we have some tremendous parents here. We have people doing an excellent job. And we give glory to the word of God that we know better. Thank God we learned. Thank God we learned, but some of us may not have grown up in families where discipline was real clear. And we've had to pay the price as adults. You know, I remember this one person I was talking to some years ago, and this person was saying, boy, I tell you, you know, I see people in college and they're doing real good, and I start off good for a few months, but I just can't seem to keep going because it's like the semester's too long. And literally what they were saying is, I lose the discipline to study that consistently that long. You guys know what I'm talking about. Don't pretend like you ain't never had that problem. Even if you've already conquered your discipline and things like that, think about it. Some people don't have the discipline to come to church on a regular basis. Some people don't have the discipline to study the word on a regular basis. Some people don't have the discipline to do the homework on a regular basis. Start off real good at the beginning, and 3 weeks into it, man, the semester about 2 months too long. Because I can't make myself do it no more. I'm going crazy. I can't come home studying every day. I can't take it. Discipline. Lack of discipline. But the motive of love, the motivator of love in our life, is what will cause us to discipline our children so they don't have those problems. Because if you have problems studying the textbooks in school, you have problems studying the Bible. Amen. Because it's not what you're studying, it's the discipline to study and to do something on a consistent basis.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The motive of love, the motivator of love in our life, is what will cause us to discipline our children so they don't have those problems. Because if you have problems studying the textbooks in school, you have problems studying the Bible. Amen. Because it's not what you're studying, it's the discipline to study and to do something on a consistent basis. I mean, the whole fruit of the Spirit, which is love, which is manifested one way, is temperance. Temperance is very simply self-control. Galatians 6, temperance is successful control. Now, if God said that's a fruit to be developed, a manifestation of the fruit of love to be developed, that must mean some of us don't have developed fruit of self-control. We're out of control. We're out of control, whether it's with drugs and chemicals controlling us, or whether it's with habits, or whether it's with bad thinking. It controls us. No matter how we want to do, act, or however it be, it controls us. And God is saying, develop temperance to where you are in control yourself. And all that is your spirit, man, being full with the word of God and doing the things righteously, that you put off the malice. You put off all the guile. You put off the falseness and the fakeness and the hypocrisy. If you got a problem, you just got a problem. Other folks got problems. But because other people don't love, sometimes we're afraid, so we pretend like we're better than we are. And most of us know our problems. We know our problems and we're working on them, developing them, but we know them. It's nothing new. We may deny them, but we know them. And it says, be genuine, be honest, be open. If you want to love with a pure heart, people have to see you. People have to see your motives. People have to see your heart. Some people, you don't know anything about their life. We hide things. We hide things in our past. It could be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, that never happened to me. That might be the very thing to bless somebody who the devil's tempted them in that area. But we're trying to be who we're not. We're trying to pretend. So another definition of the word hypocrisy, it says a pretense, a false show, alleging falsely or pretending. That word hypocrisy, the Greek, means a pretense, a false show, alleging falsely or pretending. Pretending to be more spiritual than we are. Pretending to have life under control more than we have it under control. Pretending to have everything going better than it's really going. It's not saying you have to go put your business in the street, but if you're dealing with somebody one-on-one, don't pretend. Just be real. Because, see, that's something we've got to stop doing if we want to have a genuine love. And a lot of times, your vulnerabilities minister to other people. Because there are some people, let's say ministers or leaders or somebody, you would think their whole life is perfect. And you don't know what's going on in their life because they keep from you what they don't want you to know. Amen. You don't know what's going on. It's the images. Those are auras. If you don't think it's true, who did you marry? People get married and don't know the other person. And the other person made sure in the dating process they didn't get to know them. That's why you need to date them long enough till they drop down those guards. You see whether they're good, whether they're bad. Everybody's got some weaknesses. Like I said, in the counseling, we ask people, you list me some things that you definitely don't like about that person, wish they would change. I ain't saying they're going to change them, but you need to be to list some. The people, if I counseled in marriage, they gave me a list of things. I don't like this about them. I don't like that about her. I don't like this about them. And I'm not saying they're going to change it. I'm not saying they have to change it. Just are you aware of who they are and what you don't like about them? So when you say I do, I accept them the way they are. I won't keep trying to change them. That's them. That's who they are. Love, a pure heart, a genuine love, is acceptance. And that's one thing that's difficult for human beings to do, is to accept other human beings who are not like them and don't think like them as being valid. It's okay if your friend doesn't think like you. It's okay if your husband or wife or in-laws or outlaws or whatever don't think like you. It's okay if your boss doesn't think like you. You think the thoughts that God has given you and go on. It's all going to be all right. God will take care of the universe. You just take care of you. I just take care of me. It's all going to be all right. See, a pure heart is recognizing that, not putting forth the pretense. Let's look at another one here. It says, lay aside the malice, lay aside the guile, lay aside the hypocrisy, lay aside the envies. Envy, that word is jealousy, spite, and ill will. Ill will, being spiteful, being jealous of other folk, envious of other folk. That happens in the body. Sometimes ministers get together and they're more envious of that one because he's got bigger ministry. You know, and then you could look at somebody and say, you know, but so-and-so, he just think he's special. He just think he's special. He just like the rest of us, he just think he's special. And you know what? Every time some nut says that, they're revealing to anybody with good sense how ignorant and envious they are. Because if brother so-and-so think that, what difference make to you what he thinks? It's not even a subject worthy of commenting. So-and-so think they something, they think, what difference does it make? That's them. They think whatever you want to think. You ain't got to move me. One church member may be sitting in church looking at another one talking about, you know, they see somebody kind of got stuff together, doing right, and they say, you know, why brother so-and-so always got to hang around church and talk to everybody and like he know everything. You know, one church member talk about another church member. Somebody else, you see sister so-and-so, how come she always wearing them red dresses? I think what it is she's got low self-esteem and she's starving for attention. I think what it is, you need to mind your own business. Maybe she just like red dresses. How would you know? You don't know her. But see, the devil will get people concerned about other stuff. Like, and what is it saying? The envying causes you not to love with a pure heart. Because some people dislike folks. I'm going to put it like this, the way it really is. Some folks have decided to dislike folks and they don't know why. I just don't like them. And a lot of times behind that is some jealousy, some strife, or some just general ill will. That person looked like they're better than me. Or maybe they look the way you wish you looked. You know how sometimes people hate the prettiest couple in school?
Today's message has been titled, How to Love with a Pure Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Long-term